Good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach here on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA. We're coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This is going to be fun today. It's an athletic director takeover, the roundtable. And the big guys here, the big dogs are here. We get Kevin Clark, the athletic director for Thompson School District, the whole district, folks. Yeah, that's right. We get Bob Billings. We know Bob so well. Greeley Evans, District 6 athletic director. And Dan Nabb, the AD from Res Christian, is going to kind of lead the roundtable today. Gentlemen, how is everybody?
Yeah, doing good so far, man.
Thanks for coming in. I know Dan's going to put you guys all in the hot seat today. He's got tons of questions.
Feeling it.
Yeah, it's going to get there. So, going to be fun. I'm going to kind of sit and take you guys in and out of each segment and make sure we stay on the track here. Angel back behind the glass. He'll do the same producing the show. But want to thank Bruce Dick, not with us today. Bruce and I will be back with you tomorrow on Clark and the Coach. In fact, tomorrow we're going to be talking officiating. We've got Larry Lawhead, 37 years, I think, for Larry as an official out here, not just baseball, but basketball as well. In fact, he told me he's when Bruce was at Green Mountain, he officiated some games. That was 100 years ago. So good stuff. Larry Lawhead will be there. And then Eric Johnson's going to join us by phone. EJ, terrific guy, athletic director for a long time now, of course, athletic director at Windsor. And he's been an official forever. One of the best basketball officials I've seen in Northern Colorado. So that's tomorrow. Going to talk about the paucity of officials, what that looks like, how do we change that, and it's just going to be a show about officials, and we'll have everybody talking about the crossed arms and stare of Bruce Dick, too, so you'll get that. I call Bruce the John Wooden of high school. You don't ever think he's talking to the referees, but every time you come by him, he's knocking something out to you.
He does.
Verbal or non-verbal.
Oh, yeah.
Back in his days of Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, my, yes. New Fort Collins basketball coach Bruce is, of course. So Bruce will be back tomorrow. We'll kick that off. And then, of course, we're calling this the preseason. Our debut show here on Clark and the Coach will be Monday. We'll get that rocking and rolling for you. So want to thank real quick our sponsors that starting Monday will make this show absolutely go. Quality Well and Pump, of course, longtime sponsor for me on the Preps Midweek. And that's that. The midweek that we did on Wednesdays is turning into this daily show. So we thank them for moving their tack over to Clark and the Coach. Advanced Roofing Technologies, that's Brad Evans, the great follower of Resurrection
great
Christian
guy.
Sports.
Great
yeah, terrific
guy.
And they're off the hook. They did a roof for Bruce. They're just terrific. And when you get a
so
roofer, when you get somebody like that, they're full of integrity. I mean, they're just classic companies. Those are the kind of folks you stay with. Gould Parts, of course. Alan Gould, his great staff out in Eaton, they have been a sponsor for me on the Preps Rewind, 10 o'clock every Saturday. That show will stay there forever for the last 9 years. Love Saturdays, especially during the season. Get to that big scoreboard and coach and player interviews on Saturdays. Always good. Fuzzy's Tacos out of Windsor, too, joins the program on Monday as well. I can't wait to talk about them. And Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Scott Mosier, the mayor of Eaton, of course. Yeah. So love all our sponsors. I'm sure we're going to be getting a bunch more that as we turn the corner here. But thank you to all those guys. Remember, if you want to text in, you guys can get on. First time you got to go in, you got to text KFKA to 970-478-1301. And then you're on forever. And you can give us your thoughts throughout the season. It's going to be, who do you like? You know, what are we missing in your athletic department that maybe you know and we don't?
Yeah,
bring
we
us all that.
No.
Bring us all that information.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's not every day we've got the big wigs here. But Dan Nabb, Resurrection Christian Athletic Director, I'm going to let you kind of take this thing over and start grilling Bob and Kevin here. But Kevin Clark, as we said, Thompson School District Athletic Director, and Bob with Greeley Evans District 6. And I know that you guys are going to start off talking about the COVID year.
Yeah.
And
COVID.
And everybody's like, what is
What's that?
And I have to say, just before I give this to Dan, it got to be the toughest year in the history of being an athletic director. How many times did you have to crumble up the paper and start over?
Oh my gosh.
Crazy stuff, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Dan, take it away.
Yeah, crazy. And like you alluded to earlier, like we want to hear from people on text line. We want to know, like it's kind of like police work, like you don't know where to where to respond to unless you get that call. So
sure, sure.
It's helpful for us, help us do our jobs better, and really grateful to Kevin Clark and Bob Billings for being able to join us today. And really, it's just going to be fun just sitting around talking and talking all things AD and coaches in our districts and at our schools, and things that we're looking forward to, things that we can't wait to get rid of and move on. And so, just tell us a little bit. We'll just go around real quick and just say your name and where you're at and what you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, so Kevin Clark, District Athletic Director, Thompson School District. Fortunate to get to oversee four high schools, Mountain View, Thompson Valley, Loveland, and Berthet High Schools. We're about 16,000 students in the Thompson School District, and just fortunate to get back to the 2009 calendar of a fall, winter, and spring season.
Yeah.
And
Bob Billings, District 6, born and raised here in Greeley. Worked in the district for a total of 16 years. This will be my ninth year in the role as a district athletic director. Three high schools and seven middle schools, K-8s, that I work with almost on a daily basis. And last year was an interesting year, and I'm sure we'll get into more details. But it wasn't all bad.
Yeah.
A lot of cream rose to the top,
sure did,
if you will, in spite of all the challenges we faced. So thanks for having us. It should be fun.
It will be fun. Yeah, Dan Nabb over at Resurrection Christian, this will be my second year over there, and coach AD for middle school and high school kids over at RCS. Happy to be there. So the hardest thing that your department had to deal with last year, the hardest thing. So we had all the variances, and then we have to deal with people that hear the variances differences, and then you have people that are listening to the state and the national and comparing it to what the county and what your school board, and I mean, there's so much information out there, and of course it was all, you know, synonymous. Everybody was talking the same language and saying the same things.
Boy, that's a fact.
I mean, everybody had different information, and I guess for me, that was the hardest part, was trying to get everybody on the same page and trying to figure out, well, how come this school is able to do this and we're not able to do this, and this school, you know, and it just kind of became like a just a managing of information, not to mention the number of schedules that we created and threw away and created, and thank goodness for our leagues. I mean, we all are a part of real strong leagues that if you don't have a strong league, you can duplicate a schedule and go, here, this is what you're doing. And that was helpful.
Yeah, I would say the collegiality, just like us being here today, Kevin, myself, Russ McKinstry, who used to be over in Poudre, Chase McBride, over in St. Vrain, amongst others, we talked all the time trying to do and sort out exactly what you're saying, Dan, all these variables that seemingly change sometimes within the same day.
Yeah.
And Clark hit it on the head when crumpled up a plan, get it, the ink's barely dry, and you're going to the next one.
It had to be the year for you guys where communication outside of yourself, I mean, you're making decisions in a normal year, you're making a lot of decisions on your own. It's within your district.
And that's probably one of the better things that happened that came out of this, as
sure,
Bob was alluding to, because it increased the communication between ADs.
Yeah, and that teamwork. You guys have to get, you have to rely on each other, because it was a new situation for all of you.
Yep.
And so there probably were many times where you go, boy, I don't know how we're going to get on the same page, like Dan was saying, or I just don't have any idea, you know, what this is going to look like. To be able to bounce that off of each other, I bet that was huge.
And have the grace for one another to know what the other person is going through and talking about, and what their needs are compared to, I mean, you have a team that's all of a sudden COVID, and they're sitting out. They have to cancel a game.
Sure.
Well, other schools are stepping in, and Chassa helped out, Adam Bright specifically with football, just creating documents to, hey, really helping out schools looking for games to be able to fill games so that the teams that were healthy could play. I remember one time, I mean, it was like a day before a game. We had a team cancel. They were quarantined, and we had a game scheduled within an hour.
Is that right?
An hour. It was that part, Bob. Well, that was a good part for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I give Kevin a lot of credit. introducing me to you. You came into that group here in Northern Colorado that Kevin brought us together and have some breakfast and get some mental health, crying in our Wheaties, if you will, over things and lamenting things. But also, so Kevin did a great job getting us together and look forward. The collaboration just was so important.
No, just try to be as proactive as possible. You know, Clark, you're talking about that information and getting it out. And
sure.
It's tough when, you know, parents can drive 5 miles one direction with a totally different set of rules.
Absolutely.
So across the street.
Yeah, so we're getting questions of, you know, as a district, we're tied to Larimer County, so we're getting our guidance there. St. Vrain, they're getting it from Boulder Valley. And Greeley, you're getting it from the Weld County Health. And so the inconsistency is there.
Yeah.
And so what a parent had to do on a Tuesday night would be different than a Friday night.
Wow.
So they're asking questions, and then everybody's pointing fingers at CHASA. So just to get that information out, to me, that was probably the biggest struggle of last year, was trying to just give our parents the correct communication.
Yep.
We're gonna break for just a sec now. Quarter after, 16 after here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Clark and the coach, athletic director takeovers today with Dan Nabb, Kevin Clark, and Bob Billings. I want to ask, when you guys come back, maybe the hardest thing, when I look at it, and I, since I'm not in your shoes, I don't know, but I think having to tell coaches, whether it was coaches or student athletes, we're not going to have a spring last year. It had to be one of the toughest things, even if it's not your decision to be the bearer of that news. Must have been really tough. We'll come back in a moment with these three great gentlemen in a second. We'll continue here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. Alrighty, welcome back from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We continue with Clark and the coach, athletic director roundtable today with Kevin Clark, Thompson School District AD, Bob Billings, the Greeley Evans District 6AD, Dan Nabb, the Res Christian AD, and I'm just kind of a guy sitting here. I did ask a question before we left, and I do want to say I heard the commercial they're talking about training camp coverage with the Broncos and everything. You can get that on the whole show 12 o'clock every day here. But don't forget, starting August 9th, 13 days, 13 teams are training camp coverage for high school football. A different high school each day for 13 days. Going to be a ton of fun. We'll kick it off starting out in Kersey with the Platte Valley Broncos and Troy Hoffman on August 9th. 5 to 6 will go every day with that show in the afternoon. So we're creeping up on high school football season. Can't wait for it. Before we left, guys, and I'll let you guys get back to Dan running the show here, but I did ask, we were talking about tough times in COVID. How hard was it to have that one, you know, we call it now season D, but to not have spring sports last year, that way, it was hard enough to stop basketball when some teams were getting up to the curb for a state championship. That was tough.
Yeah.
But then to tell those, especially those seniors last year, hey, we don't have a spring season, it is what it is. How tough was that to be that messenger?
Yeah, I just think spring of 2020, you know, there's a rare anomalies that, you know, there's never been a four-time state golf champion.
Mm.
And Holy Family had a three-timer who was in position.
What a
and,
bummer. Didn't get
to, yeah. Loveland High, we have a thrower who won the 5A disc as a freshman. So her chance to be a four-timer,
sure,
you know, eliminated. So there's those rare things. But you just think of the impact of all spring sports, the number of students who are impacted by it. Those students lost their identity. They identify as baseball players, as track and field athletes. And so it was taken from them. And kind of just every day is it like, are we going to get our season back? Are we not? And, put our coaches in a tough spot.
Sure.
But,
well, and the two biggest elements to that, in my opinion, moving that season, the spring season, back a month really was impacted by seniors graduating
absolutely
a month ago.
What about athletes trying to showcase what they have to be recruited, you know, to college too? I mean,
right.
That's that whole season.
Seniors going already committed to colleges, going on to the colleges, and two, you got families that have already scheduled their family vacations.
Sure.
So the numbers for baseball, track, girls soccer, girls golf plummeted across the state. That you saw programs folding because they didn't have enough kids in their programs, and that was so sad. those are the two elements that I think I just those were hard. Those were hard because then you have for us, we had a boys state title this year and hardly anybody there to celebrate it. You know, we can't come back to fanfare at the school and have the kids celebrate it. We're going to make up for it this year, believe me, at one of our home football games. But that was a, you know, the kids want to be celebrated. I mean, they worked hard.
How big is that? Just the experience, too, of high school athletics. You want the crowd there. You want that pomp. You want that Friday night lights, that pomp and circumstance. When you're playing, it was just weird to have them walk out on the court or on the field, and there's nobody in the stands. Yeah, it was just strange.
It was really bizarre. This spring, we had some improvements to our district soccer stadium where we added 1,000 permanent seats and a press box.
Wow.
Beautiful, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah. And it just sat there for a year. And so then we finally get to use it this spring, and we finally get to have a few fans. And I'll remember that night when we could have up to 200 people. It felt like there was 2,000 people there after having no fans to speak of. It was just really bizarre. And I really think back to the day in March and it's that spring, I was helping at the 1A state basketball tournament, and everything started getting shut down. It started the night before, and we're sitting there
playing the Utah Jazz game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And officials are running out, going, no, no.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so all day, just the next thing, and the NCAA, and da-da-da-da, and we're just going, are we going to keep playing?
Yeah.
And then we finished the games that day, and then shortly, within an hour or so after games were over, CHASA announced that the tournaments were done.
Things you think you're never going to have to deal with as an athletic director.
Surreal.
We had Bertha in the Final Four of the girls.
It was
on that Thursday night and against Mullen, and it started off, we got word that no spectators were going to be there. And then it changed somewhere in the wee hours and woke up to an email that, nope, we're now going to allow 4 fans per player. And then you're right, Bob, it was that Thursday afternoon. Unfortunately, Berth had lost, but then they canceled the tournament. Yeah. And it was because they were at the mercy of, you know, UNC and DU, these facilities, and their governing bodies say shut it down. And, you think of kids are one game away from potentially being a state champ or state runner-up, and they lost that opportunity.
Yeah, we were just sitting there on the sidelines afraid that out of nowhere there was going to be a call and said, everybody...
Nobody wants the phone to ring,
done. Oh. And so they finished the games that night, but I'll never forget that day.
Yeah, that was probably one of RCS's best basketball teams ranked... number one in the state across all classifications, undefeated for the year.
There's not a 5A team in the state that wanted to play that team.
Nope,
I'll tell you that right now.
No. It was just sad.
You had the same thing in Highland. They're probably jumping up in Pete's team there, Pete Freeman, getting a title. You got Meade Mavericks and Darren Reese and his club. They're looking like they're the prohibitive favorite to get a title. It was Northern Colorado's year to kill it, and there goes the rug.
So let's get off this dark cloud. Let's get out from underneath this.
Goodbye, COVID.
What's one thing that your community is looking forward to, or that you're looking forward to them coming back to see in your district, in your school? I know the soccer stadium has probably got to be up there for people to come and pack that.
Yeah, having something that resembles what we're used to.
Right.
In some respects, it's almost hard to remember what that is a little bit. But I think just hopefully things stay relatively under control, for lack of a better phrase, and we can just proceed as planned. I think it's the opportunities for the kids and even the younger kids. Sure. I don't think we can measure the youth programs, even for young kids, what the long-term implication might be for
kids
getting into athletics. So recreation departments and just the whole spectrum, getting back to something that we're used to and being able to play with some joy and some fans to cheer us on.
Sure. Yeah, I heard this yesterday. There was, a teacher will say, their first couple months of the school year is to make up for, the whole 3 months that they're off. They take the first couple months just to, and that's the way it is with athletics too. I mean, across all these young sports programs and club programs and rec centers, and I feel like we put a pause in life, and now we're just kind of picking it back up.
Yeah, I think the focus back on just the joy of being able to go to school every day.
Yeah.
And to talk to our football coaches. Dan, you get a situation where a football coach was given 24 hours to play an opponent. Well, most football teams go with an install over the weekend. They have an offensive day Monday, Tuesdays. However their scheme is. And again, the message we had to our coaches was it's not about championships this year. It's about participation.
That's right.
So to piggyback what Bob said, that participation piece is so important to the mental health of our students, to the mental health of our coaches. And so excited for that. And then we did some facility upgrades at Ray Patterson Field. We now have a turf field there, and at Max Marsh Stadium.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Big big brand new scoreboard too. Really, yeah, Kevin, great
and
job.
And then you had us all over so you could give us a big grand tour of it. And it's drooling.
Yeah, super excited about that, and then Bob building some of the stuff they did in Greeley.
D6, unbelievable. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we kind of, Bob was generous to share some ways they went about that and helped us identify the right people to do that work for us. And we've got some new turf going in at the soccer field at Mountain View High School. We had students build a press box at Thompson Valley. And so just things like that. I'm excited for our community.
Hey, tell a little bit about that story.
Yeah, that's a
great story.
You bet. So I'll try to do as quick as possible. So we do have a new K-8 building opening up on the east side of I-25. And FCI Constructors, there's a Thompson School District graduate who's in that, who works for FCI, and said, when they won the bid, they wanted to do something for the district.
Sure.
And so they worked with our geometry and construction program at Thompson Valley and had some supplies donated and state permits donated and walked through the students last school year to manufacture that. We've got it set in place right now and just waiting to get some conduit ran and some audio to it, but we took what was just a grass field with a fence around it to now we'll have a turf field with a press box, and we installed lights during the COVID summer.
Well, and talk about unity. You're going to have every school's mascot on the press box, so it's kind of a uniting field for the city of Loveland.
Yeah, and I think since we don't have, with the exception of Bertha, to have their own stadium, even at Thompson Valley, we do have a Loveland and Mountain View logo up on those campuses. And it's like you're saying, it's that theme, like these are district facilities. And probably tough when you're a Thompson Valley student and you're looking at a Loveland logo every day when you're parking your car, but
All right, gentlemen, we'll come back in a moment, continue with these great athletic directors. This is why the athletics, and more importantly, just mentorship and what we do here in our community. This is why it's so good, because these gentlemen make it happen. We'll come back in a moment. Clark and the coach on a Thursday here in Northern Colorado, coming to you from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is Clark and the coach. Bruce will be back with me tomorrow as we talk officiating, get Larry Lawhead and Eric Johnson. And of course, Bruce loves officials, so this is going to be
Larry might tee him up.
He might. And it probably wouldn't be the first time. Although Bruce is one of those guys that gets away with it. The John Wooden of high school, just in your ear all the time, but no, that's my guy. So Bruce will be back tomorrow. We'll continue with it. Right now, talking with the district ADs and, of course, Dan Knapp from Res Christian, but Kevin Clark, Bob Billings in with us. And I want to just throw out to Brandon Carlucci, one, good luck this year going into his first year taking over for Russ McKinstry as the PSD athletic director. He was going to be here today, Brandon.
Yeah, we were hoping he was going to be
just
here.
Just ran into it's not like you guys aren't so busy. I mean, ridiculous stuff. I know Dan's got way more questions than the last 18 minutes or so that we've got, so good luck to you. Pick them, baby.
Yeah, we know Brandon's busy. He had something come up. But, we're assuming that every athlete's parent is listening to this program right now, right? I mean, so what's one thing, what's the one thing that you would say to your parent community?
So I'm going to take time and try to do a little, maybe a plug for something. And this came from a conversation with Bob Billings at one of the breakfast meetings that he's talking about. And it's strategies. That's an important time as a parent. You only have maybe 18 years, you know, with your child, and it's important. And, you know, and I think everybody sees the horror stories of the parent that maybe goes crazy, or the helicopter parent. Unfortunately, there was something out at Power to Play, you know, earlier in the spring that, you know, people maybe saw. But, you know, Bob and I's point was, you know, what are some strategies to help parents just be a proactive part of that journey with their students? So next weekend, we're bringing Greg Dill, the sports psychologist from Duke, and Bob will have him in Greeley on Thursday. We'll have him Friday, Saturday in our district, and he's doing a parent session just to talk about that. And it's not a, hey, parents, you're over the top, but it's just, what are some positive supports for you, and just an education for parents and constantly for coaches and athletic directors.
Yeah, and if I'm a parent, I'm thinking, I'm hearing you say that, and I'm thinking, man, that's not the parent that's going to go to that meeting, right? But what we need to do is we need to empower positive peer pressure.
Sure.
So the parents that do choose to go, you know, aren't afraid to just nip it in the bud when somebody says, and just have them look at them and be like, that's not cool, you know, and having that. And, you know, no fear of, like, rising tensions to the fisticuffs, but that's not what I'm talking about. But just if one person's thinking it, the chances are there's 20 other people around them thinking the same thing, and it just takes that positive enforcement.
Yeah, I echo what you guys are saying. I have a saying, avoidance is not a strategy. And you said something early, Dan. We want parents to reach out to us with questions. When things get ugly is when people are afraid to ask questions.
Sure.
And make assumptions or think they have an answer because they got third-hand information from someone else.
Right.
So, and that's a two-way street. We have to try to be as proactive as we can with information. And COVID really tested that. And I would give our community and a huge shout-out to our building ADs as well as our coaches because – they did yeoman's work to follow our guidelines and keep kids safe and teach kids how to compete under these really bizarre circumstances. But that's my message to parents. If you have a question, call your building athletic director. Call me. People shudder when I say this, but... My cell phone number has been out in this community for a long time because I want people to call if they have a question.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because usually we have an answer, and if we don't, we need to find one. And so we just appreciate the parents' support. Love your kids up. Encourage them to get involved. And the other piece is without some risk, you can't have great reward.
Sure.
And that's really where – rubber meets the road in athletics. Yeah, it's a little scary, especially when you're a freshman coming into a new high school. And instead of being the big fish in a small pond, you're now the small fish in the big pond. And so encourage them, coach them up, support them, to get them to come out. And I would throw this out for Northern Colorado, the Greeley community, any coaches, youth, our friends in the smaller communities around town. Kevin mentioned Greg Dale from Duke University. He'll be here in Greeley next Thursday. He'll do two sessions, one at 3 p.m. and one at 6 p.m. On the art of coaching. And
where's that going to be held?
That's going to be at Greeley Central High School.
Terrific.
Next Thursday.
Is there a cost for that?
No cost. 3 p.m. we'll do a session, and at 6 p.m. we'll do an identical session. So coaches around the area, if you'd like to come and be part of that, we would welcome you.
Is that for just the Greeley community, or is that for anybody that's listening?
No, that's anybody around.
Yep.
I'll send this out to all the local athletic directors, but if people are listening and you want to come check it out, Greg is a highly regarded speaker, and if you're good enough to work with Mike Krzyzewski at Duke University, you probably
never heard of him.
Have a little bit of clout and good thinking going along with it.
Right. No, and that's what, I mean, that's what, again, one of the conversations with Bob is how do we pull our resources together to get somebody like that who has that credibility, who's been in front of the student athletes at Duke. So, you know, likewise, he's going to do a student session with us, you know, probably focus more on the mental health aspect, and especially, you know, as we're seeing, you know, Simone Biles, Naomi Osaku, about a month ago, withdraw, citing mental health. And, again, those are things for parents. You know, there could be some warning signs there that they could potentially pick up on. So, again, those are to speak to some of the strategies that we're hoping that we can educate parents with.
Yep. Just to piggyback, I mean, the whole positive peer pressure of parents willing to, if you see something, say something, and that tends to turn the curve. It only takes one, but really Chas's motto of we cheer for your team, you know, to take that a step further. And just, I'm a fan of sports, and when my boys played, like, I was cheering for my kids over the top, right? But if there was a play that was on the other side, you know, I mean, that was awesome. You'd want to applaud that. I mean, that's like, holy cow, that was awesome. That was a great play, you know, great hit or great goal. They played soccer. And so, I mean, it's just one of those things that we got to instill into our community that it's okay to cheer for the other team.
Sure.
I would rather have our team hit somebody and rather than stand over them and beat my chest, put my hand out and help them up and say, man, it's a good effort, you know.
As an athletic director, wouldn't you, and me as a fan even, I want to see the best two teams play the best brand of sport in front of me. I don't want to see a blowout. I don't want to see that, what you have to deal with there. You want to, and if you're the best student athletes out here, they want the other team's best effort too.
Absolutely.
You want to have, and that, go to a sporting event. I know you got your kids. I know you're cheering for your team, but Dan, you said it. Enjoy the event, and when you see great athletics on the other side, you know, recognize it.
And that's one thing I'm really hoping out of COVID, that everybody gets a better perspective and comes to these events and can appreciate each other for the other team for coming. And when that handshake line, it's more than just, hey, good game.
Sure.
It's like, man, I appreciate you. Man, good game. Man, you played really well. You know, hey, I saw you sitting there on the bench, but you were cheering your heart out for your team. Just finding something from somewhere, and you're right, the fans will certainly appreciate that. And what we're doing is creating the best sporting experience for everybody all the way around, and maybe we won't see the official shortage that we see right now in sports, and we're going to segue into that a little bit. But how do we stop this? How do we stop this? Plug the hole, keep these officials from quitting in the area.
And we'll that's a great tease. Yeah. And just to segue to tomorrow's show, too, we'll be talking about officiating.
Exactly.
But really interested to see in the last segment here your guys' take on how we bridge this issue of a lack of officials out there. We'll come back in a moment, continue with Kevin and Bob and Dan here in a moment, the athletic director takeover of Clark and the coach. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back to the program. Clark and the coach today on a Thursday in Northern Colorado. Bruce will be back with me tomorrow talking officiating tomorrow. This is a great segue into tomorrow's program. Three of the best and biggest athletic directors, district athletic director Kevin Clark for Thompson Schools, Bob Billings, Greeley Evans District 6 is with us, and Dan Nabb, the Res Christian coach. You guys are talking officiating. This hits home with me, and I'm going to steal some of this for tomorrow. So let's see what you brains have to say here.
Yeah, well, I think before we got on the air, we were talking kind of spitballing ideas that we've all kind of thought of around the table, and, you know, how do we keep officials from leaving their sports and leaving our teams high and dry sometimes, and then you got parents that are affected because they're, I mean, it's just a trickle-down domino effect. And so, Ryan Rourke, he gave me permission to give out Gonzo's website, Northern Colorado officiating website. So, for some of you out there that COVID hit you hard, you're looking for some extra dollars, you want to give back, you want to get back in your sport, man, there's no better way than to, and it, no matter what other people say about how parents are and stuff, I mean, there's going to be heartaches and stuff like that, but man, there's nothing more rewarding. Kevin, you're an official, and Bob, you've officiated. There's no better way in really giving back than by officiating.
Yeah, I think most officials, you talk to them, and, you know, athletics probably played a prominent part in their life, and they still want to keep around the game, and it's definitely not for the money, but there is a reward, and to know that at some point you were able to have sports because you had officials, and it's unfortunate where we're seeing, you know, some lower-level games be canceled or, you know, our coaches not being able to do their job because they have to officiate, and, you know, we were down 40% in Northern Colorado last year.
That's
down
40%
of officials, and that's why we were seeing, you know, varsity baseball games with the C-team game at the end and maybe an official leaving so they could go do another contest.
Right.
And what's happened, we're taxing our current officials so much,
sure.
It's going to be to a point where we thought 40% was bad. Well, those people are going to get fed up, and because they're doing so much to keep the system afloat.
The burden's heavy, man.
I mean
more guys, more girls out there making light work for everybody. And the website, you can fill out an application here, is gonzo.com. It's G-O-N-C-S-O.com, Northern Colorado SportsOfficials.com. With go in front of it, gonCSO.com. And so if you're interested, man, go sign up, go fill out an application and get trained. And there's a small startup for your uniform or whatever. And we're talking about how we can, you know, for the colleges, CSU, UNC. Heck, I even thought, you know, what a great, you got ROTC guys out there that probably played sports. They have to practice their presence, you know, their physical presence and their, you know, their voice control and stuff. It's like, put them on a court, you know, put them on a field or and then we get these teams growing up together in the community, and hopefully we can bounce back.
Yeah, just so much has changed, and I'm old. I officiated high school basketball for about 16 years, and I did it because I loved athletics,
sure.
And I loved basketball, and I got to a point where I wasn't good enough to play at the next level, and I absolutely loved it. And it was just giving back, and society has changed so much. I mean, that's been
one
about 42 years ago-ish. When I started officiating, and there's so many more things that are happening for people to do.
Yeah.
And it certainly takes a certain type of person that has to have a little bit of thick skin and understand that getting criticized a little bit is part of it. But man, it is so rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And I see kids all the time thank officials for
officiating. Sure, absolutely
games,
you do. Yeah.
Regardless of if they were really good or not so good or somewhere in between,
right.
I think student athletes and coaches realize the predicament we're in with the lack of officials.
Yeah. Kevin, you brought up UNC's has a sports program over there.
Yeah, I just know, you know, when you look at the major colleges, there's some form of coaching major or minors. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I know I've had this conversation with EJ at Windsor, who you'll have on tomorrow, Clark. And,
yep.
You know, it's just what can we do to, you know, get across to our high school students, start planting that seed with them young that, hey, if you're not going to go on and play at the collegiate level. And, you know, Bob and I were talking about, you know, officiating through college. I remember, you know, showing up as a college student and maybe doing a C&D basketball game back to back. And as a college student at that time, it was, you know, maybe walking away with $60-$70
sure.
for a night's work. And that rate has gone up, not much, but it's gone up.
Yep.
And I don't know. And again, it still puts you around the sport, and you don't have to be a great athlete to be a great official.
Yeah, you can make a few
exactly.
hundred dollars a month, a couple nights a week, and Saturday or get out there.
And that's not work. That's something you enjoy giving back to and being a part of.
Stay in great shape.
Get some exercise.
Get you a light workout.
Get up and down the court.
And if you really enjoy it, you know, we have so many club facilities in northern Colorado and Colorado, and you can, at the youth level, you know, on the hour, pick up a new game and, you know, make $20-25 a game and reel off 4 to 6 of those on a Saturday or Sunday.
Sure.
If you're looking at a way to pick up some extra income and don't want to put the wear and tear of an Uber on your car.
Yeah,
right?
you could literally work every day if you wanted
you bet.
To. You really could.
Yep.
And it could be a career.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. What if you're really good at it?
Well, not only that, you can take it with you everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're moving, everybody's looking for
that
for
goes
good
with
at,
you. Yeah,
yeah, your training, everything goes with you, and that's something that you can't say about every job. But it's good extra. It's good little extra supplemental income. And I know I tell my coaches and my players, my parents, like, you got 5 fingers on your hand. You give 5. You let the official have 5 really, 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 really bad calls before you even open your mouth.
And they're human. They're going to make those
mistakes.
They're
human. I mean, it's not going to help your team or your cause if you're the one that's chirping out there. We want to.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds. So let's. Yep. I want to thank each of you, Kevin, Bob, Dan, for coming on today. And let's do this again.
Yeah.
Okay, down the road here, let's jump back in, especially as the. I'm interested to see how close to normal we're going to get this year. So
we are too.
Should be interesting. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Tomorrow on the show, we kind of continue on
Clark,
that same
thank
theme.
You
bet. You bet. Officiating Bruce is back tomorrow on the Friday show for Clark and a coach. You guys out there, hug your kids. Brady Hull and the whole show is next, folks, here on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.